Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, how do you not get fired up
when you hear this?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allyn Root will, in fact, be back tomorrow night. That's tomorrow night, so you've got me. This is hour three. We've gone 2 hours. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas. He is pushing all the buttons, making it all go. One of my favorite guests that we bring on each and every week on my morning show, every Tuesday, we bring on Tony D'Angelo. And Tony is an expert in many different fields, but in particular, we talk to him a lot about money issues and finance and all of that. He's been doggedly going after the governor here in the state of Connecticut, Governor Lamont, for some time, and has uncovered, by his lonesome, uncovered a bunch of scandals that has rocked that administration that he's trying to deflect with. But I want to first say good evening, Tony. How are you, my friend?
Good evening, Lee Elsie, and proud to be among everybody in these great United States of America.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So I want to kind of go in a different direction. I want to get your opinion on something. I want to play you something, because some, every once in a while we end up talking about some race issues on my show in the morning. And I want to play you something because I really respect the Lieutenant Colonel Allyn West, and he was supposed to give a talk, and I'm just going to let him do it, and I want you to comment on what he has to say. And this seems to be a growing trend around the country.
Well, it's good to be with you, Will, and I'm part of the speaker group with the Young Americas Foundation, and I go in and talk to these conservative students on these campuses about these many different topics, and this topic was about race and American exceptionalism. And prior to me even getting there, the posters that were announcing my coming were being ripped down, and I was on Fox and Friends early on Wednesday to talk about that. But, you know, I've been in combat, and of course I was not concerned, but I was concerned about the safety of the students that are there at the University of Buffalo. But the fact is this, y'all just had a segment talking about free speech. You know, as I explained to those students, I was born 61 years ago in a blacks-only hospital, and I grew up in the same inner-city Atlanta neighborhood that produced Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. My elementary school was right across the street from Ebenezer Baptist Church. So if you want to talk about race and American exceptionalism, why shouldn't a black man that was born 61 years ago in a blacks-only hospital that rose to the ranks to become a lieutenant colonel when his dad was just a corporal in the army, in a segregated army, became a member of the United States House of Representatives? But these kids want to be victims. They don't want to hear that. They're very militant. They're very radical. And I'm glad that we exposed them.
I want to stop it there. So that's a perfect place for you to jump in, Tony. I mean, this is a guy who checks all the boxes. I mean, a military guy, you know, someone who is actually a person of color speaking on behalf of a conservative ideal. And yet here on a university setting, you know, he's being ostracized for his political view. It's hypocritical at the highest level. Your thoughts?
It's disgusting. And I mean, not in as much of where I may agree with Colonel West as far as what he espouses and the man, the character of man that he is, but universities, and a little bit of background, this was April 7th in the University of Buffalo, and he was harassed off the stage by Black Lives Matter activists, where he was giving a talk on a subject of America is not racist. He was presenting himself as an example. And where universities, Lee Elsie, are supposed to be forums for developing thought and developing a worldview and listening and understanding people whom you may not necessarily agree with, and to take, you know, and to discuss with them and to challenge them and to debate them and to develop your intellect. None of that happened here whatsoever. You had a bunch of kids coming in, and they were predominantly black with the number of white. Not that that really matters, but they pretty much were yelling, stomping, screaming, not even listening to the man. A lot of them, you know, I mean, really were just like, hey, this is a gigantic goof. We're going to go and knock this guy off the stage. And his challenger, his prime challenger in this entire thing, was a young lady. She was a young lady of color, and she was reading the speech, what she wanted to say to him, throwing in insults. I don't even think she understood what she was saying, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the future of America. And I mean, here I am in my age and stage where, you know, I like to see young people come and take an interest in what I do so I don't have to beat my head against the wall as hard as I do. I am beating my head harder than ever because I don't see any real quality coming out of these universities. And let me just say this, these people, these young people, sadly, Colonel West said it exactly right. They want to be victims. They want the government to look after them. And if you are a school administrator, if you are a university president, and this is the kind of individual you're developing, you're not only stealing money, man, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
You're a little bit older than me, Tony. Not much older than me, just a little bit. But not,
man,
maybe,
I feel it.
Maybe you've seen a little bit more than me, because you just make a great point about how the younger generation seems to be victims. But have other younger generations taken the same path? Did my generation take the same path? Did your generation take the same path? I feel like, you know, I don't want to sound like the old guy on the porch shaking his fist at the young kids in his yard, but this kind of does feel a little different. Am I wrong about that?
You're entirely right, Elsie. I mean, if you have nothing to do, that's one of my favorite sayings. There's a very good YouTube video of then-Governor Ronald Reagan in 1967, giving a speech at one of the, you know, Yale, I don't know if they still have them, they would have what was called master's teas, and they would invite people in, people of note and celebrity, who don't necessarily follow the thinking of the university, so the students can meet with them and talk with them and share ideas. And they were really educational functions if you were able to go. And you had a number of men, of course Yale was all men at that time, quizzing Reagan intellectually on his governorship, and he was giving as good as he got, and it was an excellent discussion. And it was this thing of, okay, maybe we're not going to agree here, but at least we're developing our worldview. We had that then. Now it's like, well, let's just go and knock the blankety-blank off the stage because he doesn't see our plight. Well, what is your plight? Well, we can't explain that. It just is. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and there's this whole idea of free speech has been lost in this generation. That I totally believe. See, I think we grew up, Tony, with the idea that, okay, if you have a different point of view, certainly you should be able to get up on your bully pulpit or get up on your soapbox and preach that if you're on a street corner or if you've got access to a media outlet or whatever. You have every right to say and feel and do whatever it is that you want to do, you think is right. These kids don't believe that. They think that silencing folks like me and you is the only way to go. And you see it on Twitter, you see it on Facebook, you see it everywhere, right?
Right, and then you say to yourself, okay, if you silence me, what is your worldview? What is your idea? Where do you go? If you think it's, well, let the government pay for everything and we can live as a just society, they do not have the academic understanding to know that money, regardless of whatever the sum it is a fixed sum. It's not inexhaustible. And if you overspend on something, you crater something else. And I couldn't agree more. I think my biggest shame here as an American watching this is these are our young people and the people leading the young people. If I were the head of that university, I would have come out and said, I'm really ashamed at how these people, this is not how a University of Buffalo student acts. And they gave some sort of, you know, 360 not to offend, circuitous, straight from central casting, public relations kind of thing, that it's just really a sad indictment on what purports to be education in this society.
So one of our listeners out there just texted me something brilliant back in the, I think it was the 50s. Rebel without a cause, Tony. Remember this?
BRMC. What's it mean?
Black Rebels Motorcycle Club.
Isn't that cute? Hey, Johnny, what are you rebelling against?
What do you got?
What do you got, Tony? What are you rebelling against? What do you got?
Seems like these days I'm rebelling against anything I got.
It is, though... It's curious to me that the kids have grown up this way. I mean, it has to be... there has to be a certain level of indoctrination in your education system. I know you see this. I see it. The kids growing up today just have a different mindset than the kids of the past.
Well, put it this way, to my understanding of them, a lot of them were very young during the time of the financial crisis, and they saw their older brothers and their older sisters and their parents who lost their careers and lost everything, and they thought, well, what's the use of all of this? I'm just going to, it doesn't work. I'm going to just have the government support me, and, you know, kind of like a fertile ground for any kind of Marxist thought you want to throw in there. But what they were not taught was, just because the system failed doesn't mean that the system can't work. The system failed because of a certain thing. And if you have that understanding, you can work outside of the system where you won't have to go through what they did. You see, we toss everything out, and then we see the mess that's here. I mean, there's 10,000 other reasons, but that's just one.
Tony, great stuff, buddy. I got to run. I appreciate it, as always. Thanks for checking in.
My honor, my pleasure. Best to everybody out there.
You got it, my friend. Tony D'Angelo. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SealsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SealsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SealsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SealsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, office or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsandDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com, and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, all, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root, he will be back tomorrow night. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Check out... again, that website, which is cool, put together by the guy sitting right in front of me, and I'll get to him in a second. If you want to email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Christopher's down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons. So Thor is right in front of me, and Thor saved me when my Facebook page got hacked, and he built me a new Facebook page and did something really nice by building me a website. You do that for a living, right?
I do. That's one of the things that I do for, you know, for
living is
juggling around. Pyramid Marketing Design and Technology, pyramidmdt.com.
And so you build websites. What else?
Yeah. Just help people with technology. I mean, we've got a lot of clients who have issues hooking their printers up. I'll go over and hook their printers up. If they're having issues with their email and they or Gmail and those types of things. So it's kind of a... the hired gun. I always like being the Lone Ranger. Right. So it's kind of one of those things. Ride in, save the day.
And what is your website again?
PyramidMDT.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Yeah. If you have an issue with that, you can do stuff across state lines, right?
I can. I've got clients I've never physically met. So
Okay.
Yeah, and all over the country.
So I can attest he's a whiz when it comes to that stuff. If you just go to the website, it looks fantastic. And again, saving my Facebook account from complete destruction was pretty amazing.
Russian hackers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Russian hacked. But you know, just two things really quick. So you are also the driving force behind the Veterans Equine Therapeutic Services, and we had talked about this I think a couple of weeks ago because you had an event happening this weekend. Huge success. Right?
Walk-up event, yeah. Craig McAllister is actually the founder. I'm the co-founder. He came to me and asked me to kind of help him get that together, and we've been growing it as much as possible since 2015, and we did have an event this weekend where we've got 15 veterans together to do some outdoor training and adventure training, and we were doing pistol and rifle shooting, archery, outdoor skills, and equine therapy. So,
yeah. There are a number of equine therapy groups around the country. In fact, I think Wayne talks about one that's different than yours, a completely different group. Yours is vetsct.org. That's V-E-T-S-C-T.org. And again, folks can go and check that out, another site that you built, just to give them an idea of your skill. But there are advantages of having vets or folks with issues working with horses. Give everybody a quick rundown of that.
Yeah, and there are not enough equine therapeutic centers, so everyone who is doing the good work and out there, and I know the group that Wayne is doing, they're working with Mustangs from out on the prairie and kind of rehabilitating the horses and the veterans at the same time.
Right.
The interesting thing with horses, especially in equine therapy, is that it comes from a base of empathy, and when you're working with military people, or the military is really good at kind of squeezing empathy out of people, don't want to feel bad about the job that you're doing. I mean, so it's one of those that it's... when guys come back, it's have to relearn a lot of that stuff. And working with horses who are kind of the apex prey animal, everything on the planet that you know, eats meat, eats horses.
Right.
So horses have been very good at detecting threat and getting away from that threat. And actually the way that you do that is with all of the markers of PTSD, hypervigilance, trust issues, fight or flight. So horses are the poster child of PTSD. So when we get people coming in, it's like, you're just a horse, you know, and horses have learned to kind of have that relationship where they can work with humans and have a trusted relationship. And we have a lot of people have this bond. If we look at horses as a spirit of freedom, you know, and there's a lot of emotion that happens there when we work with those animals. And it really kind of helps with a veteran will show up and they've stopped at, you know, one of these donut shops and they wrote your name wrong on the cup and the kid was standing in line kicking the foot and the guy cut you off when, you know, on your way to the barn and everything and you get there and you're just pissed off, you know, and it's one of those things and the horse is looking at you like, what's up with you? You know, is there some threat out there that I need to be aware of? It's kind of like we walk them through. It's like, take a breath. Just kind of let some of that tension off, and you'll see the horse calm right down. And it's really one of these, they're, you know, our partner, the equine partner, is a barometer to kind of what your mental state is. And it really, they have the ability to kind of open up this emotion.
That's funny. It's funny that you said it, because often you'll come in here and, you know, maybe I'll see you once every month or something like that. You have something going on, we'll bring you on. And a lot of times it's fresh off me screaming and yelling and throwing stuff here in the studio and talking about an issue. And the first thing he does when he comes in here, he says, breathe.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to go. So it goes quick. But tell everybody one more time where to go.
Yeah, Veterans Equine Therapeutic Services is vetsct.org, and we are trying to grow this into a national organization supporting this program at different facilities. So anybody who's interested in what we're doing, either reach out to the equine facility that's close to you or reach out to us, and we can kind of help connect you that as well. So do the good work.
All right, Thor. Thanks, brother. I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you stopping in the studio here in Connecticut for the entire country to hear. I got to take a quick break. Coming up right after the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to a woman from the Independent Women's Forum, May Mailman, or Mailman. And it's not a made-up name, I promise you. That's coming up next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Inflation is soaring higher than economists predicted. The numbers out showing the consumer price index jumped to 8.5% last month. As far as everyday items that have gone up over the last year, gas is up 48%, electricity 11%, car and truck rentals up 23%, milk up 13%, eggs up 11%. The United States can't confirm reports that Russia may have deployed chemical weapons in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol.
We had credible information that Russian forces may use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents.
So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Blinken calling it an issue of great ongoing concern. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. Over 70 radio stations across the entire country, coast to coast, over here in Connecticut, all the way out past the Midwest Plains, out to California. I don't think beyond California, but then the Internet takes us everywhere, so I guess we are truly global. Very special guest. It's been a while since we talked to some of our friends at the Independent Women's Forum, and joining me right now, May Mailman. And May, I've got to ask you, I don't know what kind of name Mailman is. What kind of name is that?
Well,
sounds made up.
You know what? I might be the wrong person to ask. I married into the mailman name less than a year ago.
Oh, no.
So I'm still getting used to all the jokes.
Okay.
You know, my husband is very used to it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm still sort of warming up to post office jokes, UPS jokes, FedEx jokes.
Well, that's what I was going to go with one of those jokes. I was going to go, your husband has to be a UPS driver or something like that. None of that is
exactly
true.
Well, no, but our actual mailman does love that we have a an entryway mat that says mailman.
That's funny.
Very welcome at our house.
That's pretty funny. Actually, on your mailbox, it would say mailman too, which would be inviting. All right. Well, I like that. Listen, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. Our friends over at the Independent Women's Forum are always fantastic. And today we're going to talk about pushing our best educators out of the classroom. Can you just tell us a little bit about you, sort of like your expertise in this, if you don't mind?
Absolutely. So I left college very excited to be a teacher. My mom's a teacher. I joined Teach for America, taught in a low-income school, charter school, actually, in Kansas City, Missouri. But I quit, and I know a lot of other good teachers who quit, too, whether that's in Kansas City or now I live in Cleveland, and I see a lot of reporting now, and this reporting isn't new, necessarily, saying we've got a real teacher shortage problem. Teachers are thinking about quitting. We've got a lot of job vacancies, and as somebody who taught in a school that really did have a turnover problem, the students that I taught my first year didn't have a teacher the previous year. They had substitute teachers coming in and out all year. So they completely lost that year. And by the time they got to me, they didn't have any of the basic skills that they needed, but they also didn't have the behaviors that they needed. They didn't know how to sit still. They didn't know how to do homework. They didn't know how to raise their hands. They didn't, you know, they didn't know how to not fight. Like, there was just a behavior issue from lacking a teacher. So as I see the reporting coming in that, you know, the teacher pipeline is small, we've got a lot of job vacancies, it makes me really, really concerned. And I know that our cities are going to come at this exactly the wrong way. So in Texas, the Texas governor, great guy, has opened up a task force to talk about teacher shortages. But you know what they're going to recommend? It's the same thing they always recommend, which is we need to increase teacher pay. Okay, right. That's fine. Great, you can increase teacher pay. But that is not what's making teachers quit. And so that's not what's going to attract the people that we need into the classroom.
All right, so tell me how to do it. How do you get the quality people into a classroom to teach, let's say, inner cities? All they do, and I hate to put it like this, but I will. So all they seem to do is complain that the kids in those classrooms are not getting a quality education. I mean, how do you fix some of these problems, which are seemingly unfixable?
Right. I think there's two really big problems that are pushing good teachers away. And I want to emphasize good teachers because we see all over the place where you've got teachers who are pushing queer education theory or who are saying that scholastic behavior is white supremacy. And you know what? If those teachers quit, that's fine, but they're not going to because for those teachers, they want to, teach young minds that their personal belief system is right. You know, they love being protected by the union. So those teachers are not going to quit. So when I'm talking about teachers quitting and retaining teachers, I'm talking about good, high-quality educators who really want to teach rigorous curriculum. And I see two really big problems. One is this push toward what I'll call grading equity. And that's everything from you've got to bless bad behavior in the classroom, so you can't take into consideration if a student doesn't turn in homework, you still can't give them a zero. Or if students don't show up to class, that can't be factored into their grades.
Right.
And that grading equity is really picking up steam in suburban communities. This isn't just like right. really crazy New York liberal schools. And ending meritocracy. And the other piece is pushing parents out of the classroom. So I see not only are schools doing this, where schools don't want to do homework, they don't want to create the parent home emphasis, but also it's kind of long-lasting from No Child Left Behind type policies where you say, oh, this school did badly, that must mean they have bad teachers, that must mean it's a bad school, rather than this school did badly, what can we do to have parents, to have homes help teach their kids? Because at the end of the day, teaching your kids is not just a teacher alone activity. It requires the parents too. And we've really pushed parents out of the classroom, and that push is going to be devastating to attract good teachers and to just have smart kids.
So there's got to be a certain level of complacency with a certain percentage of parents to allow this to happen. And in other words, there are parents out there who don't want to get involved in their kids' education. Either they don't feel like they're qualified enough to do it, or there's apathy, or they're lazy, and life gets in the way. What do you think that split is? I mean, I know it's a guess. I think most parents are invested in their kids, and they want to make sure they know what they're learning, how they're learning, and they try to help them with homework, et cetera. But there's definitely a percentage of people out there who don't do any of those things.
Right. There's certainly, you know, a group of people who think of school more as daycare. It's somewhere
right.
you drop the kids off. They have breakfast there. They have lunch there. They do after-school activities. And it's like a breather to get away from your kids. But I think a couple of responses. One, I think good teachers actually can and do incorporate the parents. A lot of those parents don't involve themselves in their kids because teachers only call when there's a problem, right? So you hear nothing, you hear nothing, you hear nothing, and then you get a phone call saying, Jimmy punched, you know, Martha in the face today. And so it's like, you know, why would you want to get involved in the school when that's the only thing? So really good teachers, really good schools call parents when their kids do something well. And it actually makes the parents get invested. Oh, my kid's doing a good job. My kid did something well today. And you really start caring a little bit more about that school relationship. So I think that's one piece. And then I think the other piece is that it's maybe not as true as we think that parents do think of school as daycare. It's just that the schools have sort of either assumed that or want to create the separation. They don't want parents to get too involved. Try getting a curriculum out of a school. You can't. And so parents have a little bit shut down because society sort of expects that to be the case, which is why I think things like Florida's parental rights in education reminds parents, oh, my education is up to me. Teaching my kid is up to me. So I think shifting away from this No Child Left Behind and shifting more into a parental rights and education model in our laws is really important.
All right, but so I agree with all of that. And by the way, we're talking to Mae Mailman from the Independent Women's Forum. But I'm going back to what I just asked you a couple of seconds ago, which is there's got to be a certain number of parents who are completely apathetic towards their kids' education. Otherwise, this would not have been happening as long as it's been happening.
I think absolutely, yeah. And so I think that prior to the pandemic, schools did have various policies to sort of recreate what we're seeing after the pandemic. It's like, you need to get this F-minus piece of homework signed by your parent to bring it back, right? There was some transparency requirement before the pandemic, just to show here's what we're teaching, here's what we're doing, or I didn't remember things like sex ed, right? You have to go get your parent to sign off before you can go take that class. But this really open transparency of seeing how the teachers are teaching does open some parents' eyes. So I think that is part of it. But I also think that some parents are just less and less satisfied with the education that their kids are getting.
Right.
And bad behavior in the classroom does translate to bad behavior at home. Like if you're at school and you curse and you can get up and you can throw spitballs and you can do like, you know, all sorts of crazy behavior, you are taking that home. So, you know, as our schools go to grading equity, like I call it, I do think that that is going to affect parents more and more and more, because even for parents who treat school as daycare, you want the daycare to actually teach your kids good scholastic behavior so that one day they can go sit in their job. And unfortunately, good scholastic behavior is being treated as white supremacy and racist. So, yeah, there's a lot of factors, but certainly the pandemic is part of it.
All right, we're talking with May Mailman, not made-up name. She's with the Independent Women's Forum. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, New Year's Day by U2. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this show. Everybody needs a friend in the mortgage business, and my friends Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to people just like you for nearly 20 years. And now you've got friends in the home loan business. Mike and Brian are your friends. If you call them and say, I'm a fan of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a listener of Wayne Allyn Root, I'm a friend of Wayne Allyn Root, you've got friends in the mortgage business who will roll out the red carpet, treat you like a VIP, and take good care of you. Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans, they're involved with purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. We're talking with May Mailman from the Independent Women's Forum. What's the percentage of folks out there who are graduating from high school that you think are competent enough to go out and get a job? The reason why I bring this up is if I go to a local convenience store or a dollar store or some place where there, you know, there's a young kid fresh out of high school working behind the counter, you know, if the bill is $12.07 and I give them $20.07, it looks like, you know, literally it looks like they've seen a ghost, right? They don't know how to figure this stuff out. They don't, they can't rationalize. They can't quantify what it is that I'm trying to do. And that's the most basic sort of survival level of mathematics. Are we graduating kids ready to go out into the workforce or no?
So we're definitely not. And I think the stark reality of this was highlighted in a recent study of Baltimore Public Schools. So even though Baltimore Public Schools receives $16,000 tax dollars per student, they, more than 75% of their students, high school graduates, are reading at an elementary level. They could count on one, so the number of people, they had 12 students, which is about 1%, actually reading at grade level.
Unbelievable.
So, of course, you know, and this is, yes, this is Baltimore, but Baltimore doesn't stand alone. There's a push to graduate students, you know, to push them through, because especially if you've got a particularly challenging student, you know, keeping them another year, keeping them 2 years, keeping them 3 years, keeping them 4 years is not going to help. But this is exactly why you really need parents. Because holding kids back, I don't think, is going to do very much. If a student didn't learn the first time, why are they going to learn the second time? Why are they going to learn the first? You know, they're not. So, no, we're definitely not graduating kids who are ready to take on the real world. And I think the only real response to that is, hey, I see $16,000 going to something that's not teaching kids. There should be a voucher program. You should, as a parent, be able to take that $16,000 and enroll in your local Catholic school, enroll in your local Jewish school, enroll in a private school, you know, do something besides just flounder in Baltimore public schools.
So Florida's been in the news pushing back against the idea of teaching kids, kindergarten kids, about sex education. To me, that's essentially child abuse. So I wanted to see where you stood on that whole issue as far as teaching younger people before they even reach high school about sexual education and sexual preference and transgender and all that.
Well, I mean, these are kids who still think Santa Claus is real, right? Like, these are kids who are so malleable. And that's the point, though. They are malleable that they can believe in the Easter Bunny, that they can believe in Santa Claus, and there's an innocence. But there's, you know, you're shaping them. You're shaping them to have a magic of Christmas. You're shaping them to experience the joy of Easter. This is shaping them in a completely different direction. So, you know, I think it's funny because the left is characterizing this, you know, don't groom kids bill to be a don't say gay bill. But they actually know that it's not don't say gay. They know that they are having their ability to change how kids think, believe, and act at a young age. And that is what they're afraid of. Oh, well, we might not be able to talk about me and my partner went kayaking or whatever. That has nothing to do with the bill. I don't know why you're talking about kayaking with your partner anyway. But the bill really is, these are kids who believe in Santa Claus. We're not going to try and eliminate science, their knowledge of gender, at the same time. That should be obvious. That should be, you know, unquestionably the right decision. And yet there are people on the left who so desire to mold kids at this young age. And that's very, very scary.
May I thank you very much. It was really a treat to talk to you. I appreciate it. Where can folks learn more about you and more about the group?
We are at IWF.org. That's independentwomensforum.org. A lot of great women talking about everything from immigration to the economy. And then we just launched our Education Freedom Center, sensing that there's a real crisis in education.
Well, thank you. I hope we do this again very soon. I appreciate it very much. And have a great day, but thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good one. She's great. All right. That does it for us. Wayne Allen Root will be back tomorrow night. Don't you dare change that dial. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network. See ya.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.